This is Ozarks at Large, and we have more music on this edition of Ozarks from inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Recently, Robert Ginsberg, the host of Shades of Jazz each Friday and Saturday night on KUAF, begins at 10 each Friday and Saturday night, invited Claudia Burson to come to our studio. Claudia has built a legion of fans around here and beyond with her subtle playing, both solo and with her trio.
In the Furman Garner studio with me this evening, Claudia Burson. Claudia, thanks for coming up.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And hopefully I'm going to persuade you to play some music for us a little later, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit briefly about what you've been up to. You're still teaching over at the university.
I am.
And you're teaching combo classes for jazz musicians?
Well, we'll see. But normally we do combos. Jim Greason and myself will pick a combo out of the larger jazz ensemble. And if not through that jazz ensemble, we might do, like last semester we did four saxophones and worked with them to improv.
Right. You know. And you typically have some private lessons that you do as well.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Private piano.
You still have your steady gig every Sunday at Copeland's?
Every Sunday at Copeland's, except the third Sunday is Ben Harris on guitar.
Oh, he gives you a break?
He gives me a break.
Okay. That gig has been going on for a long time. That's the Sunday brunch at Copeland's. It's from 11?
11 in the morning on Sundays until 2.
And you're there with the trio, unless it's the Sunday that Ben is there.
Right.
And, of course, you play various club dates and wedding gigs and other venues. You played this last New Year's Eve for part of last night.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think a lot of people, as many people who are familiar with your playing, a lot of people don't realize that you are a composer as well.
Well, I don't call myself a composer, but every now and then I get inspired. Mm-hmm. And so I'll write something from the inspiration. You know, not on a roll by any means, composing tunes, but you know, I still have hope that I can write more.
Well, and I'm sure inspiration comes from quite a diverse set of sources as well.
Oh, yeah.
Uplifting, and in some cases, maybe.
From the musicians that I work with, I get inspired. Mm. I noticed New Year's Eve, the music was different with each artist that sat in with the trio.
That's right. You were there with your trio with Steve Wilkes on drums and Drew Packard on bass, and then Nathan McLeod sat in the first hour on sax.
Uh-huh.
The second hour, Jim Greason on guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then the final hour, Gary Sloan stepped in on the upright bass, and
yeah,
Drew took off.
That was fun.
So, I'm sure that has to impact the playing.
It does.
Well, what can you tell me about this tune you're going to play for us? This is one of your compositions.
Well, it was inspired from a trombonist I knew in Houston. His name is Richard Waters. And at the time that I met him, he was no longer playing the trombone. He was dealing with Alzheimer's. And so we did get his horn out one night, and he wasn't able to really blow on it, but he lit up when that trombone, when he opened that case and saw that trombone. Mr. Waters, just by the way he was, just inspired me to
write
this tune for him.
Uh-huh. And what's the name of the tune?
Good Night, Mr. Waters, because every night that I would leave, I would say, Good Night, Mr. Waters.
So, and this is sort of a gospel-inspired tune.
It is.
Great. Feel like playing it?
Sure.
Thank you.
Claudia, that was delightful. That made me want to get up and shout.
Well, I'm so glad.
Good night, Mr. Waters.
Good night, Mr. Waters.
So I got to ask you, it's been a long time since the Claudia Burson Trio has released a CD. Any plans for that on the horizon?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Maybe 2013, huh?
Oh, definitely.
Excellent, Claudia. Excellent.
Definitely.
Well, I want to thank you for coming up here and playing. Can I get you to promise to come back?
I would love to.
Maybe we'll bring the trio up.
We would love to come.
Great. Claudia Burson, homegrown, Fayetteville-born musician and composer. And I'm going to call you a composer whether you call yourself one or not. Thanks, Claudia.